I believe in preserving nature and the animals that live in it. As humans, we rely on natural resources for pretty much everything. Imagine that if one day it all just went away. We'd be left with absolutely nothing. No food, no water, no clean air to breathe. No matter what you think, it's a fact that plants and animals help us survive. This is why we shouldn't take advantage of certain resources that we need to live. So many animals have become in danger because of us. There are about 16,306 species of animals that are at risk of extinction. So many of these species pose no threat to us humans, and some of them might even help us in some way, shape, or form. Harmless animals like the blue whale are killed by ships and fishing nets all the time. It happens so much there are only about 5,000 left in the whole entire world. This could easily be prevented by taking more precautions when fishing. Animals like the platypus and the sloth are in danger due to habitat destruction and illegal hunting. There are some types of hippos that are hunted for food and as trophies. Now, I don't know about the rest of the world, but I definitely do not try to impress my house guests with a stuffed hippo hanging on my wall. This seems unethical, being that the hippo did nothing to harm you, so why should we go killing them? Thousands of animals are also killed due to deforestation. In the dictionary, deforestation is defined as the massive clearing of Earth's surfaces. Only about 30% of the planet is covered in forests, and this number goes down every day. In some ways, deforestation is good. It helps us expand agriculturally and gives us wood and paper that we use in everyday life. However, it's extremely bad for the environment and climate, especially in the tropical rainforest. The tropical rainforest has the most biodiversity on the planet. It is a major contributor in regulating the water cycle, which is essential to life. So by cutting down trees there, the effect is a much warmer, drier, and less habitable climate. Not only does the climate change, but populations will decrease as well. As said before, the tropical rainforest has the most biodiversity in the world. This includes all of the plants and animal species living in it. Many of the animals, such as various birds and insects living amongst the trees, will be forced to relocate to a new habitat that they aren't accustomed to, which would probably lead to their death. Along with the taking down of trees, pollution is a huge issue in the world. Everywhere you go, it's there. Whether you're driving and see trash alongside the road, or you see big black clouds coming out of a factory, the pollution is there. Some different types of pollution consist of air, water, radioactive, and soil pollutions. First of all, air pollution can be caused by vehicle exhaust in construction or demolition. We can help prevent this by walking more places or riding a bike instead of driving. A couple types of water pollution are littering and oil spills. Polluted bodies of water result in less drinking water and loss of marine life, so we should be more careful around our oceans, lakes, rivers, etc. In addition to this, radioactive pollution is caused by improper disposal of nuclear waste and nuclear power plant leakages. I know a little bit more about this kind of pollution because my dad works as a nuclear engineer for the Navy. They take good precaution in making sure that everyone is doing their job correctly and there are no accidents. Lastly, some types of soil pollution are caused by the use of pesticides in farming, as well as strip mining and deforestation. Pollution affects the air we breathe and nearly everything around us. So as you can see, it's very important to help preserve our planet as well as the wildlife we share it with. If the human race wants to continue living in a safe, beautiful environment, we must take action to make it happen. Unlike us, plants and animals don't have the ability to save themselves. We are the only ones that can help make the world a better place, and I think that is exactly what we should be doing.